Now, the sort of horror story every new home buyer dreads. The North Brooklyn waterfront is considered the next big thing for the rapidly gentrifying borough. It's a stone throw from Manhattan, and it's got drop-dead views of the skyline. But lurking under this otherwise prime real estate lies one of the largest oil spills in U.S. history. For decades, as much as 30 million gallons of oil seeped underground and into nearby waterways without much notice. That's three times more than the Exxon Valdez spill. Nancy Solomon reports from Newtown Creek, which separates Brooklyn from Queens.
The stinky mess on Newtown Creek goes back 140 years. In fact, in 1891, the 15th Ward Smelling Committee embarked on a cruise up the creek to determine just where the neighborhood stench was coming from. It didn't take long for them to find John D. Rockefeller's oil refinery along the banks.
I'll get here and show you the waterfront.
Basil Segos is the river detective of Greenpoint, a neighborhood in Brooklyn where Newtown Creek flows into the East River. A low-slung industrial zone runs along the creek. A few blocks away, a thriving working-class neighborhood of row houses is home to Polish immigrants and a waterfront with floating booms that skim off oil.
We pulled up samples of sediment, and, you know, it just oozes oil, rainbow sheens, it's black, jet black. It smells like petroleum. It's stunning that Newtown Creek is still in this condition.
Segos is an attorney for Riverkeeper, an environmental group that's suing to force a quicker cleanup from ExxonMobil, the corporate successor to Rockefeller's Standard Oil. The spill occurred over the course of 100 years, adding to what became a huge underground plume that slowly seeps into the creek. It remained largely invisible until the Coast Guard noticed a slick on Newtown Creek 29 years ago.
1979, we heard it would be 30 years before oil would be removed. 2006, January, 30 years before oil would be removed. You know, this is an unacceptable situation for a company of that size and its wealth to be dragging its feet like this.
ExxonMobil expects to spend upwards of $15 million a year for the foreseeable future to clean up Greenpoint. So far, the company has removed about 9 million gallons of oil.
If you drive around the community, you'll see little buildings like this, tucked away where we have recovery wells.
Andrew Worrell is the man in charge of cleaning up ExxonMobil's messes. This one is particularly tough, he says, because the oil is floating in water 30 to 40 feet underground and has spread under private homes and businesses.
Perhaps one of the reasons that people don't feel like we've done enough in the community is that everything that we do out there is underground.
Worrell says the startup has been slow because ExxonMobil had to obtain permits from multiple agencies and permission from property owners. But now he has 70 to 100 people working on the cleanup every day.
I guess that's what I take greatest umbrage with, is that we're not working hard to address the issue, because I have a project team out here that's working very hard to do exactly that, to address the issue and protect the community and the environment.
Although the underground oil spill is largely unseen, vapors do waft up into nearby buildings. Barry Swidler noticed them at his business, Long Island Carpet Cleaners. ExxonMobil paid to install vents and a fan in the entranceway to create air pressure that keeps the vapors from rising.
Keeping this fan running, as you see, do not turn fan off. We run it 24 hours, 7 days a week, and you don't smell them now. And with the fan running, I think they stay underground.
So far, there's scant evidence of vapor problems in people's homes. A recent EPA report suggests more study. But gentrification is quickly spreading north from the trendy Williamsburg neighborhood, and luxury waterfront condos are planned at Greenpoint's southern edge. Yet the pace of Brooklyn development is on a collision course with ExxonMobil's timetable. The cleanup isn't expected to be finished for another 20 years. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in New York.